Good morning, dear saints.
亲爱的圣徒们，早上好。
If we haven't had the pleasure to meet yet, my name is Ray. I live in New York, New York.
如果你们还没有遇见过我的话，我是住在纽约省的纽约城。我的名字叫 Ray。
I think the last time that my family was here, we only had 3 children, and that was about 2017.
在2017年的时候，我曾经来过这里。那个时候，我们有3个孩子。
We've expanded since then. We have a little 18-month-old now.
从那个时候之后到现在，我们又在扩展了。现在我们有一个18月大的孩子。
And of course, it's a particular blessing to be together on this Resurrection Sunday.
而且特别是在今天，主耶稣复活的日子里面跟大家聚集，特别的有意义。
And to remember that death could not stop Jesus, and the grave could not hold him.
让大家记得，因为死亡跟坟墓是不能拘禁我们的主耶稣的。
So this is a joyful day.
这是一个喜乐的一天。
So I'm sure under your masks, I know that there's a smile on your face.
所以我相信在大家的口罩之后，脸上都带着微笑的。
And what I'd like to do is open up with a scripture which is in line with the song that we just sang from Matthew chapter 6.
所以今天在开始的时候，我有一处的经节与我们刚才所唱的诗歌是同样的。就是在马太福音的第六章33节。
Matthew 6 verse 33。
马太福音的六章33节。
But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
But seek first the kingdom of God.
你们要先求他的国。
Let's have another word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, we come humbly before you this morning.
主啊，今天早上我们是谦卑来到你面前。
We just want to say that we're in need of you to open up your word to us.
主啊，我们讲，现在我们真有这个需要，要你把你自己的话语打开。
We pray for your anointing upon this time, both in the speaking and the hearing of your word.
愿意你对讲的、对听的都有这恩膏。
Make us alive to you to hear what you're saying in this hour.
愿意我们可以心眼被打开，听到你在这一个小时对我们所说的话。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Now I'm sure you've heard over the last couple of years how we're living in unprecedented times.
也许大家都听说了，在过去的这两年，我们所经历的是以前没有发生过的事。
And especially for the young people who are here today, it's tough to appreciate how many things are happening in our days.
在尤其是中间的年轻人里面，我们其实要感激每天所发生的事。
You don't have that much to compare it to.
你没有以前的一些可以做参考的。
And I just think as one who is living in New York City, how we've really felt the acuteness of all the things that are happening.
Acuteness.
Like the intensity of all things that are happening.
在纽约的时候，我们那里就有一个孩子，他就说，最近所发生的事是如此的紧密。
I'm sure you've read the news. There was a shooting on the subway, so there's fear in the city.
也许大家都听到了，在纽约那边有地铁的那个枪击案，许多人活在这个恐惧的里面。
We know there's war happening in the world. We've gone through pestilence.
我们也知道在世界上有战争发生，而且也有这个瘟疫。
Cultural issues are causing turmoil in the church.
而且这个文化上的这些冲击，甚至在教会里面都造成难处。
And the frequency and the speed at which these things are happening are really remarkable.
而且它所发生的这个程度和它的密度是越来越紧，越来越强。
Do you see that we're living in the end days?
你有没有看到我们是活在末了的日子呢？
It makes me think in Luke, the disciples ask Jesus about the end times, and they ask, well, when are these things going to happen, and what are the signs of the times?
我们还记得那个门徒在路加福音来问主耶稣的时候，就说，什么时候有这些事呢？而且这些事，到的时候有什么预兆呢？
And Jesus answers those questions in part, but more importantly, he answers the question of who.
主耶稣是回答了他们那个问题中的一部分，但是主耶稣真正的回答最重要的就是说，不是关乎是什么，是关乎谁。
We always want to know the when and the what, but Jesus says who to look to.
所以我们关心的是什么时候发生什么事，但主耶稣所教导我们的是谁。
And it seems like that's what the Lord is saying to us in this day. 所以 Who do you need to look to?
今天主耶稣也是这样对我们要来说我们要关心的是那个谁
With all these happenings in our days we need to return to the simplicity that's in Christ
所以当这些事情在我们周围发生的时候我们要回到这个简单的基督的里面
And that's what brings us to this word here in Matthew chapter 6
所以这就把我们带到在马太福音六章三十三节 所讲到的
Seek first the kingdom of God
要先求他的国
Now I wonder if I ask for a show of hands, how many people have memorized this verse?
如果我让大家举手的话，有多少人已经记得这个章节？
I'd imagine that many people would raise their hands, right?
我想象的话，有许多人会举起你的手，可以背出来。
And if we went through that exercise, I would imagine that you would all say, well, I know that verse, but then you may also say, but it's really difficult to live that out.
但是如果在操练在实际里面可能大家都会这么讲我虽然能够背出来但我却不知道怎么活在这个实际里
And we often find ourselves not living up to that call
经常我们发现是没有达到这个呼召
So what I'd like to do in the time that we have this morning is to break down that verse in just the words that are shared by Jesus
所以我们今天我愿意跟大家花时间来把这句子里面的话每一个词跟大家来分享
And it's particularly important with verses that are familiar to us to really just slow down.
尤其是那些我们非常熟悉的章节，我们需要慢下来，来慢慢的看。
Because in the Lord's economy, the way that He works, every word has value.
因为在神的安排里面，每一个词、每一个字都非常的有价值。
And what's the first word, the key word here in this, this sentence is seek.
所以在这一句话里面那第一件重要的事就是求
And this word seek it suggests an active pursuit
这个求讲的是一个积极的追寻
Not a passive glance or a casual look
不是那个只是一个非常消极的匆匆的扫一眼而已
Jesus is saying there's somethingPurposeful and intentional about what you ought to seek.
主耶稣所讲的是那个非常有目的的，是要特意的去追寻。
And it's kind of a word that we don't use in our normal language.
而且这个词在我们平常的日常的词汇里面不太被用到。
We talk about seeing things, but Jesus is saying to seek something.
我们讲到的是要看见什么，但主耶稣讲的是要求一件事。
Now, this may recall in your heart different examples in Scripture.
也许在我们的心中已经在想，神的话里面有没有这样的例子呢？
When I think of this idea of seeking with purpose, my heart immediately turns to the Lord when He set His face steadfastly towards Jerusalem.
所以当我想到这个就是在积极的寻求这个求里面马上就可以联想主耶稣他向着耶路撒冷的时候眼目是如此的坚定
He knew what his purpose was and nothing could distract him from that purpose
他知道自己的目的到底是什么而且没有任何的事可以来打搅
Or maybe you remember in the first chapter of John when those disciples are wondering what's happening and Jesus says to them What do you seek?
那大家也许记得在约翰福音第一章的时候那些门徒到耶稣面前来求什么的时候那耶稣问他们就说你们要什么
And it's a good question for us to ponder what do we seek
所以这也是我们应该来仔细思想的我们到底要什么
Now I know we have younger ones here today
我们中间有非常年轻的孩子们
And if I had the opportunity just to speak to you directly I would say this
如果我有一个机会直接跟你们讲的话我会这么讲
Are you seeking the Lord?
你有没有来寻求神呢
I know for the time that you have under the rooftop of your parents that you come in obedience
我们知道在父母的这个遮蔽之下的话我们都是来聚会然后非常的那个非常的遵从
And this is good
这是好的
ButI'm sure you've also heard that this faith in Christ must be yours.
但也我相信你们都听说过，你们的信一定要是自己的信。
You can't live out the faith of your parents. The faith that you believe must be your own faith.
你活出来的信不能是父母的信，必须要是自己的那个真实的信。
I can tell you all about something that I've seen.
我可以告诉你很多我所认识的人。
But this is something that you must see yourself.
但是这些是你们自己要去寻求的。
And there's not only is there a call for you to seek, but you need to also know that the world is also seeking after you.
不光我们自己要来寻求，要知道这个世界也在寻求我们。
To take you off course.
而且把我们从那个当跑的路上把我们给推去拿走。
And unless you come to that point where you're seeking the Lord yourself, it's much easier to be set off track.
所以除非是你自己在这条路上来寻求，那你很容易就会被带偏。
You may remember in 1 Peter where it says the devil, the adversary, is seeking you as a roaring lion, right?
也许我们还记得在彼得前书里面讲到，那个讲到仇敌要像吼叫的狮子遍处巡游。来寻找可吞吃的，是不是？
So maybe for those of us who are older, who have gone on with the Lord for a while,
那对我们一些年纪比较长的，也许跟随神已经有一段的时日。
When we think of this idea of seeking,
当我们来思想这个求的时候，
it must be fresh, the seeking.
那必须是要一个新鲜的求。
Maybe we've seen something,
也许我们曾经看见过，
past tense,
是在过去。
But this word is calling us to a further seeking.
但是这里面所讲到的是让我们持续的继续往前来寻求。
Maybe we've had some revelation.
也许我们曾经有过一些启示。
But there's always more.
但是总有更多的。
In other words, that seeking can't be something stale. It has to be something fresh.
或者换一句话来说，这个寻求不能是那个停滞的，一定是要是新鲜的。
And when I was thinking, well, what does this look like practically in our lives?
那现在我们就来思想，那在我们的那个生活里面，怎样成为实际的操练呢？
I was brought to that thought that comes up in the book of Judges.
那我现在我心里面想到这里，就想到在那个士师记里面所讲的。
Remember in Judges 21:25, it says everyone was doing what was right in their own eyes.
还记得吗？在士师记21:25，那里面讲到个人行自己眼中看为正的事。
And this is very subtle.
这个是非常微妙的。
We've had some experience with the Lord.
我们曾经与神有过一些经历。
We think we know what we always ought to do.
我们似乎已经知道每件事该如何去做。
But then we just operate in, without thinking.
有的时候我们就这样去做了，却没有去思想。
Without seeking the Lord,
没有去寻求，先去寻求主。
And we often forget that He is the wonderful Counselor.
我们经常是忘记他是那奇妙的策士。
You remember that in Isaiah 9?
还记得吗？在以赛亚书第九章
，Where there's a prophecy of who Jesus is, who the Messiah is.
那里面讲到，主耶稣基督他是弥赛亚，有一个预言。
And one of the descriptions of him is that he's the wonderful counselor.
那对他的描述里面就讲到，其中就讲到他是那奇妙的策士。
But we find that instead of seeking him as the wonderful counselor, we just go about our business.
但经常我们却没有寻求他，让他成为奇妙的策士，而是自己行自己的事。
And we even just experienced that this weekend.
甚至在刚刚过去的这个周末，我们都经历到。
Our daughter had what appeared to be a bite on her leg.
我们的那个女儿呢，腿上被有些一个东西咬了一下。
And it was swelling up.
而且开始肿了。
And instead of seeking the Lord first, we thought about all the medical potential issues that could be present.
那我们那个时候就忘记了先来寻求我们的主，就开始想到在医学上面这个后面会有什么事情发生。
Should we give her this medicine or that medicine? Should we go to the urgent care? Should we stay home? Should we wait?
我们该给她用这个药呢，还是用那个药？我们该带她去那个急诊呢，还是在家里面
？And then at some point, as we were fellowshipping, we felt convicted that we needed to seek the Lord.
那当我们彼此交通的时候，那个时候我们才心里面确信是要来寻求主。
And this is so easy in our lives, just to kind of go through the motions and not stop and pause.And seek the Lord out.
在我们的生活里面，太容易就照着那些惯例，照着习惯去生活，而不是停下来，来先来寻求我们的主。
So when we have questions, where do we go for answers?
所以当我们有一些疑问的时候，到哪里去找答案呢？
You have parenting questions. Where do you go?
当我们有这个做父母如何教养儿童的问题的时候，到哪里去寻找呢？
Do you go to Google?
是不是到这个谷歌里面去查询呢？
My child's not able to sit still during the Sunday meeting. What do I do?
那我的这个孩子在主日聚会的时候不能安静的坐在椅子上，我该怎么办？
I don't know if there's a YouTube video for that.
我不知道有没有在那个 YouTube 里面有教导这件事该如何做的。
But are we seeking first the Lord about that?
但我们应该先来到主面前来寻求。
You know, in this, the same passage here in Matthew, this long, as it's often referred to, the Sermon on the Mount.
那在马太福音第六章这个奇妙的教导，经常有人讲到那是山上的那个登山宝训。
Just a few verses later, in Matthew 7:7, it says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives." And he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened.
那很快在下面一个章节，在马太福音第七章第七节开始，那里面就讲到：你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。
And in English, the translation is it really underestimates what Jesus is saying here.
其实在英文的翻译里面，把主耶稣所讲的冲淡了。
But it's better to be translated as ask and keep asking, seek and keep seeking, knock and keep knocking.
但其实他的意思里面讲到的是，你们祈求并且一直的祈求，你们寻找一直的寻找，你们叩门一直的来叩门。
It suggests that there's a pursuit, a continual coming back and seeking.
这里面讲到一个持续的，一个不停的，经常要回到这个里面。
And what's so amazing about this is that the Lord loves to be sought.
非常奇妙的就是主他自己愿意被寻找。
He loves for his children to come to him.
他特别喜爱他的儿女们来到他面前。
He loves to meet us and answer our prayers.
他愿意与我们相遇，而且来回答我们的祷告。
He's not some God who's far off that can't be approached.
他不是那个远远高高在上的神，是我们不能接近的。
He's near to all who call on him, who call on him in truth.
每一个在诚实里面来求告他的，他都与我们亲近。
So that's that first key word in this passage, seek.
所以在这一句话里面的第一个关键就是求。
And then it says, but seek first the kingdom of God.
那这里面也讲到要先求他的国。
And if you're a student of scripture, you know that this word first has much meaning in the Bible.
如果大家是来学习神的话的话，都知道这个先这个字在那个圣经里面有许多的意义。
And there are layers of meaning to this word first.
在这个先里面有许多的层次。
Because first relates to time. That's the first layer to understand.
所以第一个层面我们可以去了解的就是这个先是指到时间上的先。
We understand that very plainly. It's the first, second, third. It's the first.
在时间上我们非常清楚有首先的有其次的。
But first also speaks to preference.
那他还讲到就是一个次序。
When given the choice between things, he is first.
当我们有这个选择的时候，他应该是那个优先的。
But even more than that, it speaks to quality.
而且比这个更要长远一点的，这里面讲到就是那个质量。
So first in quality.
就是在那个质量里面是先的，是最好的。
And maybe I can put it another way, it's,related to time means that he's before all things.
那我们再回到如果仔细的讲，在时间里面是讲到他在所有之先。
As preference, he's over all things.
那讲到次序的话，他是在万有万事之上。
And quality, he's better than all things.
那在这个内容里面，他是比所有的都更好。
So this may instantly trigger in your heart. This speaks of like first fruits and first love.
我希望在大家心里面马上就可以想到这里面讲到的其实是一个初熟的一个果子。
So we in New York, we live in a very tiny apartment.
在纽约的时候我们所住的地方都是很小的那个公寓。
And my oldest daughter, really loves, planting things and gardening.
那我们的大女儿呢很喜欢在花园里面种一些植物。
So we bought seeds to put in, little egg cartons that will go into planters.
然后我们呢就给他找了一些种子，先在一个小小的育苗的一个盒子里面，然后再转移到一个比较大的那个种植的地方。
So we don't have like a backyard where you just put plants out there.
我们并没有一个后院，你可以马上就把东西种在里面。
And I can see the care that she's putting into each of the seeds and watering them and making sure that they have the light that they need.
那我就来观察我女儿非常小心的来关照这些植物，给他们浇灌，而且要保证他们有足够的阳光。
And then recently we just got some sprouts.
你就看到它里面发芽了。
It's so exciting.
非常的让人兴奋。
This is a treasure for us.
对我们来讲，这就是一个珍宝一样。
And then as first fruits, that would be given to the Lord.
知道吗？这个初熟的果子要归给我们的神。
You're waiting, you're investing all into the success of this plant, and then you say, it's not mine, it's yours, Lord.
当我们这个把我们的时间精力都摆下去，在这里培植这个植物的时候，出产的首先我们要说，这是归给你的神。
You can think of the Israelites coming into the promised land, and they're called to give their firstUnto the Lord.
那我们也想到，当以色列人他们进到应许之地之后，先出产的是要归给神的。
You think of Abel offering the firstlings of his flock.
那我们也记得亚伯的时候，把他所牧养的首先先献给神。
So it's the first, it's the best.
所以这个首先也是那最好的。
And it's the same thing with first love.
而且起初的爱也是这样。
First love is.The freshest, most passionate, sincere love.
因为这个起初的爱是那个最新鲜的、最真诚的、最激情的。
You remember when Jesus was asked, "What is the greatest commandment?" He said, "To love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, all your might."
那记得吗？当有人来问主耶稣最大的诫命是什么，主耶稣所讲到的就是你们要尽心、尽意、尽性、尽力爱主你们的神。
That's first love.
这就是起初的爱。
And maybe put another way, in Colossians, you know, it speaks about the preeminence of Christ.
那我们也记得在加勒 Colossians, 哥罗西书里面讲到这个，也是讲到这个起初的爱。
Right, that's another way of thinking about first love. He's before and better than all things.
那讲到起初的爱，就是说他在万有之先，而且是那最好的。
And of course, when we think of first love, we can see what happens on the other side of first love.
但是讲到起初的爱，我们也可以来讲到这个相反的一面。
In Revelation chapter 2, we'll read this verse in Revelation 2, verses 4 and 5.
那我们也可以来读到在启示录第二章的第四、第五节。
So Revelation 2.
启示录第二章。
Actually, we'll start before that in verse 2.
其实我们可以从第二节就开始。
I know your works, your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil, and you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars. And you have persevered, and have patience, and have labored for my name's sake, and have not become weary. Nevertheless, I have this against you,that you have left your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, repent, and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent.
从第二节开始，我知道你的行为，劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人，你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来，你也能忍耐曾为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。所以你应当回想你是从哪里堕落的、坠落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。
Now, this is written to the church in Ephesus.
这是向着以弗所的教会所写的信。
Remember the letter to the Ephesians that Paul reveals some of what God's greatest and deepest revelation is to.
大家还记得吗？在以弗所书里面，其实主耶稣向着他们所启示的是神心意里面那些最高的思想。
we think of the eternal purpose of God as revealed and shown to these Ephesians.
因为神永远的旨意向这些以色以弗所的圣徒来启示开来。
These saints must have had such capacity and depth.
因为这个启示的内容里面是有如此的深度和广度。
But yet, just a couple generations later, by the time the book of Revelation is written, they had left their first love.
但是可能在两代人之后到启示录写成的时候他们已经失去了那起初的爱。
And I have to imagine it happened very subtly.
大家要记得这些发生的其实是慢慢的很微妙的。
You see here in verses 2 and 3, it speaks of their labors and their works and their perseverance.
大家记得在第二节里面讲到了他们有行为他们有劳碌他们也有忍耐。
So on the surface,They seemed very faithful.
所以从表面上来看，他们是非常忠心的。
They were working for the Lord.
他们是为主在那里做工。
For His testimony.
是为着神的见证。
But where was their heart?
但是他们的心在哪里？
They left their first love.
他们离弃了那起初的爱心。
And that's tragic.
这个是非常灾难性的。
Sometimes it's so easy for us as we go on in church life.To be laboring and persevering, but then missing that first love.
有的时候我们在教会的生活里面也是如此的有行为在那里劳苦但是却失去了那起初的爱心。
And it does seem to be something that doesn't just happen in an instant, but happens gradually over time.
而且似乎这些事的发生都是在那个时间的转移的里面慢慢慢慢慢慢失去的。
And this seems to be a warning for all of us to consider whether we are living in that first love.
所以似乎这就是对我们的警示，我们是不是还活在这个起初的爱心的里面。
And in Hebrews, there's an encouragement that I think fits really well into this idea.
在希伯来书里面却有这样一个鼓励来在这个思想的里面。
In Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2, it says this.
在希伯来书的第十二章第一节第二节这么讲。
Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2.
希伯来书第十二章的第一、第二节。
Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
So what are things that hinder us from seeking Him first?
那有什么东西是来阻碍我们先来求
from having that first love for the Lord?
向着他有那起初的爱心呢
？Sin and weights
就是罪和那些重担。
Now sin is easy on its face.
这个罪似乎听起来是很容易理解的。
In other words, we know that sin is a trap and a snare, and we know that we ought not to be living in sin.
或者说，罪对我们来讲都理解，就像一个网罗一样。我们如果被它网住的话，那我们就被拖被带离这个路程。
When we're living with unrepented sin, it is like a shadow that blocks our clarity.
所以当我们是在这个罪中不能脱离的话就像一个影子来遮盖我们就看不清前面的道路
而
且我们不悔改的话
we're living in like a cloud
我们就活在一个乌云的下面
so simply if there's sin in your life you must repent for that and turn
或者简单的说如果在我们的生活里面有罪的话一定先来悔改
you know this word repent means to turn
知道吗？这个悔改，它的意思里面就带着回转。
But the focus that I'd like to share is more on this matter of weight.
但今天我跟大家分享那个集中点是在这个重担里面。
Weights are much more subtle.
这个重担就更加的微妙一点。
And if you can picture this, it's a visual picture here that we're seeing in Hebrews that the weight is something that slows us down from running the race.
那在希伯来书给我们的是一个图画，这里面看到当一个人奔跑的时候，重担可以让他缓慢下来。
Now I know you young people are full of energy.
我们的年轻人其实充满了精力。
And it seems like my children don't stop moving sometimes.
我觉得我的孩子们他们就随时随刻都在那里活动。
What would be a way to slow down our young people here? Put some weights on them.
那怎么样让我们的年轻人慢下来呢？就在他们身上放一些重担。
Imagine them just walking with a backpack full of, you know, dumbbells.
那大家想象一下，在他们书包里面放上那些很重的那些哑铃。
And they may be doing what they're supposed to do, but it just really slows them down.
他们还可以做他们该做的事情，但确实是让他们缓慢了许多。
And I think we all would agree that running the race for the Lord is hard enough.
我们应该都可以同意，就是来奔跑这个主为我们所设的路程本身已经很难了。
But as life goes on, we just add weights and more weights and more weights onto our life.
但是当我们的生命持续下去的时候，这个重担却越积越多。
And this harkens back to even as I opened up and speaking about the simplicity in Christ.
这个就像我在开始的时候已经跟大家分享到，就是要简单的来到神的面前。
The reality is for most of us, our lives are just too complicated.
那这个事实是什么呢？就是在我们的生命里面太复杂了。
I know in my own life how difficult it is for me to say no to anything.
那我知道在我的这个生活里面很难对一些事情来说不。
And I like to stay busy, which is not necessarily a bad thing.
我自己这个人是喜欢忙碌的，这个本身不是一件坏事。
But somehow there's a mystery that even in the busyness of life, we have to find that way to lay aside every weight.
但是却有一个奥秘，就是在所有的繁忙里面，我们也可以来学习怎样脱去那些缠累我们的。
So I'll leave that for us all to meditate on. What weights are in our lives that need to be shut off so that we can run this race with endurance?
所以我把这个思想留给大家，让每个人去想想我们生活里面有什么重担，这些重担是怎样的缠累我们，不让我们来跑这条路程。
So we talk about seeking and this active pursuit of the Lord.
那我们刚才已经提到这个求是一个积极的，是一个追寻。
We talk about first and how he'sbefore all things and over all things and better than all things.
那我们也讲到这个先求，这个先是讲到他在万有之先，在万有之上也是那最好的。
And of course what Jesus is getting at here is seeking first what? And that's the kingdom of God.
那这里面耶稣也讲到，那我们先求什么呢？就是神的国。
Now this matter of the kingdom of God, I think for many of those Jewish people was very confusing.
我相信这个神的国对许多以色列人来讲是非常的让他们迷惑的。
The religious leaders had a very different concept of what the kingdom of God was going to look like.
因为那些宗教的那些领袖们，他们对神的国到底是如何，是有不同的理解。
The Jews were living in the oppressive Roman regime.
那个时候犹太人他们是活在罗马政府的统治下面。
So it's very easy for them to look for a political leader.
所以对他们来讲非常容易的在追寻这个求神的国的时候就求一个政治上的领袖。
Who would provide that freedom that they wanted and felt that they deserved.
而且呢来提供他们所配应该得到的那个自由。
But as we go through scriptures, we see that Jesus reveals his kingdom in a different way.
但是我们看到渐渐的主耶稣向他们所启示的神的国就是另外一件事。
For example, in Luke 17,
比如说在路加福音十七章
Luke 17, verse 20, it says, Now when he was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them and said, The kingdom of God does not come with observation, nor will they say, See here or see there. For indeed, the kingdom of God is within you or among you.
在十七章是在二十节那里开始。那时候法利赛人来问神的国几时来到呢？主耶稣的回答是这样：神的国来到不是眼所能见的，人也不得说看哪，在这里，看哪，在那里，因为神的国就在你们心里。
So Jesus's answer is that the kingdom of God is actually in your midst.
或者主耶稣所说的是，神的国就在你们中间。
Or within you, and both of these translations are appropriate here.
或者另外一个翻译就是说是在你们的里面，这两个翻译都是对的。
So it's a spiritual kingdom that's seen but also unseen.
所以这个属灵的国度，它既是眼睛能看见的，也是眼所不能见的。
And this kingdom of God is used and spoken of many times throughout Scripture.
而且在神的圣经里面，这个神的国是一再一再的被提到。
What is the kingdom of God really about?
那神的国到底关乎什么呢？
It centers on the king.
这个神的国，他讲到的就是那个国的王。
And any kingdom speaks of the rule of that king.
每一个国度所讲到的就是那个王是如何的掌权。
And I know this is a tough concept for us, at least my experience in America growing up not in a kingdom.
所以对我们来讲，尤其像我这样在美国出生长大的人，是很难去体会有一个国里面有一个王。
We're not used to this idea of a king ruling over all.
我们不太习惯去理解有一个王来掌管一切。
And when we think of a king and the kingdom, what's so critical to also remember is that it speaks of his rule, the king's rule.
当我们提到王，提到国度的时候，我们也要非常注意的看到里面很重要的就是那个王权。
And this word can be also translated as kingship.
所以这个王的掌权就是讲到王权。
So this kingdom of God is the king's kingship, so to speak.
或者说这个王的国度就是讲到他的王权。
So if you're following this, now we're kingdom of God, the king, his kingship, and that should speak to us to see him as king and lord.
所以当我们追随这个思想的话，讲到这个国是讲到王，也讲到王权，所以这个时候我们再来讲来怎么样来求神的国。
So when we think of the kingdom of God, we have to think of the king and his kingship.
所以当我们来寻求神的国的时候，一定要来看王和他的王权。
And maybe a simpler way to put it is that he is Lord.
简单的来讲就是说他是主。
Now remember when you were saved, speaking to young people here, remember you accepted him as Lord and Savior.
所以我现在对年轻人来讲，记得吗？当我们来接受他的时候，我们讲的是他是我的救主，他是我的主。
Of course we remember him as Savior. We as we come around the table week by week and we think of the atonement that he provided for us on the cross and his death and burial and resurrection.
没错，当我们在饼杯来纪念他的时候，我们来祷告，我们来称颂的是他怎样来拯救了我们，怎么样救赎我们，是在十字架上用他的死复活还有升天。
And his complete salvation,
这个是一个全备的救恩。
Restoring what was lost because of sin,
我们因着罪曾经是那失丧的。
But he's also Lord,
但是他还是同样也是我们的主。
Which means that he needs to have kingship in our lives.
或者换句话说，他们要在我他要在我们的生命里面有王权。
There's a good picture of this in Romans chapter 6.
所以在罗马书第六章有一个很好的图画。
In Romans 6 it speaks about we were once slaves to sin and then became slaves to righteousness.
在罗马书第六章讲到的就是我们曾经是罪的奴仆，但现在我们却成为了神的奴仆。
And just for sake of time, we won't read through the whole passage, but there's this juxtaposition between you were once a slave of sin, and now you've become a different type of slave.
那我们没有时间去读这些章节，但里面讲到的就是我们曾经是罪的奴仆，但现在却被转换成了神的奴仆。
I think it's difficult for us to appreciate what it means to be a slave.
我想对我们来讲，可能不太感激就是奴仆这样一个概念。
In fact, even a lot of Bibles translate this word as servant instead of slave.
甚至有的这个圣经的翻译到这个词的时候，它翻成仆人而不是奴仆。
Because this word slave, of course, conjures up some horrible thoughts.
因为这个奴仆所带来的是一些非常不好的回忆。
But our lives, actually, now that we're believers, is really more like a slave.
但是我们作为信主的人，我们的生命确实就是一个奴仆的生命。
In other words, a servant, which is what we like to refer to ourselves as, a servant, is hired and just does a task.
或者再这么样来讲吧，就是仆人我们一直听到的这样的讲法呢，里面带的意思就是说他是被雇的来做这件事。
A servant has a choice. If I don't like this master, I just go pick a different master.
甚至仆人有自己的选择，如果我不喜欢现在的主人，我可以另外来选一个。
But a slave is owned.
但是这个奴仆却是被拥有的。
It means you don't have control over your life.
或者说你对你自己的生命其实是没有掌控的。
You know how I think it's put in maybe First Corinthians where it says, you were bought at a price, you are not your own.
或者说在哥林多前书里面讲到，你们是被重价所买赎的，你们现在不再属自己了。
And you may be saying, wait a second.
你也是说等一等。
I thought being a believer was joy and freedom.
我所知道的，信主之后啊，我们就有了这个喜乐，有了这个自由。
And this is one of the great mysteries of being a believer.
这个其实是我们作为信徒最大的一个奥秘。
There's a paradox almost in seeing him as Lord.
在这个里面是一个其实是很矛盾的事，就是怎么样来看他是我们的主。
And when this mystery becomes real in your life, it opens up so much fruit in your journey with the Lord.
当这个奥秘在你的生命里面被解开的时候，那你就可以在主面前结许多的果子。
Denial of all self becomes the only way to true freedom.
因为完全的舍己才能带来真正的自由。
Denying ourselfopens up this life of freedom in Christ.
只有我们的舍己才能带来在基督里面那个自由。
This is why Jesus says, deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me.
这就是主耶稣为什么说你们要舍己背起自己的十字架来跟从我。
So then our life actually becomes not my will, but thy will be done.
所以我们的生命就变成不是照着我的意思，是愿意你的旨意成就。
And it unlocks this question of who we are.
而且这个呢，就打开我们到底是谁这个问题。
Because when you see him as Lord, then you realize that your identity is now in Christ.
所以当你是称他为主的时候，那你的身份就是在基督里了。
That's really who I am. I am in Christ.
这其实就是我们的身份，我们是在基督里。
It totally changes our perspective on things.
这就让我们对所有事的眼光都改变了。
And in these days, there's so much confusion about our identity.
因为在今天关乎我们的身份有许多的迷惑。
I'm sure you hear so many questions about you identifying yourself.
那我相信大家都听到你怎么样来自我认同呢？
These days in our culture we hear about identifying by race and gender and orientation, all these things.
今天我们所听到的是根据我们的种族，根据我们的性别，根据我们的各样的这样的那样的事。
And the way the world defines us is all by outward things.
这个世界来定义一个人是根据外面的这些事。
This is the primary way and the only way for the world to define you.
这个世界只能这样把这个作为主要的来定义一个人的办法。
But now that we're in Christ, that is our identity.
但是在基督里，这个才是我们的身份。
And when we live like he really is Lord, he gets the kingship that he deserves.
当我们的生活里面确实这个实际成为他做我们主的话，那我们就可以让他的王权被彰显。
So when we're thinking about seeking first the kingdom of God, it speaks to this matter of really submitting our lives completely unto him.
所以当我们来讲先求神的国的时候，这句话里面讲到的就是向他完全顺服。
And it's a submission in our individual lives, our family lives, and our assembly life together.
就是我们的个人的生命，我们这个家庭的生活，把整个我们教会团体的都降服在他的手中。
And related to this, we have to remember that this kingdom that we're speaking about is his kingdom.
那与这个相关的就是我们讲到这个神的国是他的国度。
I know of at least one history teacher in the room, and he's going to correct me after I say this probably.
我知道我们中间有这个历史的老师，我讲到这件事的话，可能他要来更正我了。
But there's a difference between a kingdom and a fiefdom.
就是国度跟一个封地是不一样的。
Okay, let me. I'm going to give it a shot here.
我来试着来再讲一次。
A fiefdom, if you think about in feudal times, a fiefdom was this area of control of some feudal lord.
这个封地的概念呢，就是在某一个时代呢，就是某一个人他成为这个封地的主人，他来管这块地。
There's an area of control in a fiefdom.
那在他的封地的里面，他来控制。
But the kingdom is much greater than the fiefdom.
但是这个国度却跟封地完全不一样，比它要大得多。
The fiefdom in our days is almost like the American dream.
这个封地在今天来讲啊，可能就是我们的美国梦。
It's so easy for us to invest so much in our personal fiefdoms.
而且很容易啊，我们可以在那里下很多的那个资财去来投资在我们生活里面的关于自己的这块封地的里面。
And just before this passage in Matthew 6:33, Jesus speaks to this matter.
甚至在我们所读到马太福音第六章这个章节之前，主耶稣也提到这件事。
And he speaks to it in this way of talking about treasure.
主耶稣跟他们讲的时候是讲到财宝这件事。
He says, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth."Where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. That's 6:19-21.
在马太福音的第六章19-21节那里面这么说，主耶稣说，不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能锈坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能锈坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷，因为你们的财宝在哪里，你们的心也在那里。
If we're honest, are we storing up treasure on earth or in heaven?
如果我们诚实的话，来问一问自己，到底我们现在是积财宝在天上呢，还是在地上？
Now, does that mean that you just quit school tomorrow and say, "No, I'm just going to serve the Lord"?
是不是这样的话，我们明天就不上学了？说我现在要来服侍神。
At least I see one person shaking his head no.
起码我看到一个孩子他在那摇头。
No, it's of course it's okay to study. It's okay to get a job. It's okay to get married. It's okay to have kids.
没错，我们去学习，去成立家庭、工作，这些都是可以的。
But where is our heart?
但是我们的心在哪里？
And this matter of where our heart is key to stay within the blessing of seeking first His kingdom.
所以我们的心在哪里，就决定我们是不是在先求神的国这件事上要得祝福。
So many times opportunities come to us.
很多时候我们的生命里面有很多机会。
It's so easy in our flesh when we see an opportunity that we must assume that this is something of the Lord.
在肉体的感觉里面，有的时候这个机会一来，我们就说这是神的祝福吧。
But a good question to ask, am I seeking my fiefdom or His kingdom?
但是这个问题我们要问自己的就是，我现在在寻求的是我自己的封地呢，还是神的国度？
I recently had this experience where I was recruited to take a job in a different city.
最近在我的身上就发生这样的事，因为在另外一个城市有人来给我一个工作的机会。
And it's very flattering to be told that you're wanted.
当有人说我们要你的时候，这件事先让我们自己感觉非常好。
And not just that you're wanted, but you're wanted to a really important position that only you can do.
不光那些人要你，他跟你讲的时候说，只有你才能做这个职位。
This position is made for you. You're the only person that's truly qualified to do this job.
这个职位真的是为了你的，只有你有这个能力，有这个资格来做这个职位。
And you'd be working on the most important things that are happening in international news.
而且呢，你这个职位是跟现在最重要的国际上所发生的这些新闻都有关的。
So the question becomes, do I seek after that, or do I turn to the Lord and ask Him, what's on your heart, Lord? What do you want? What would please you?
那现在我所面对的问题就是说，我到底是寻求自己的意思呢，还是要来寻求主的意思？你要什么？在你的国度里面你需要的是什么？
I don't know if you do this, but oftentimes I look back on a year and I ask the Lord, what was kind of the theme of the year for what you spoke to me?
我不知道你们会不会这样，但在我我身上呢，每一年总有一个时候我来问主，这一年你让我主要要注意的要学到的是什么。
And for me last year was 2 Corinthians 5:9. It says, therefore we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well pleasing to him.
所以神给我的今年的这句话就在哥林多后书的7:9.
That's the standard.
哥林多后书的七章
We have to make decisions.
第九节、啊、
That's the standard.
五章第九节
We have to make decisions.
我们需要来做一个决定，就是无论是住在身内离开身外，我们立了志向要得主的喜悦。
Is it well pleasing to him?
是不是对他来讲是得喜悦的呢？
I didn't take the job.
所以我没有接受那个给我的这个工作。
I just want to share some concluding thoughts.
现在我跟大家要讲到这些结论里面的一些思想。
As we bring up this topic of seeking first the kingdom, maybe the place that we should have begun is here.
也许当我们来分享先求神的国的时候，应该先从现在我要讲的事情开始。
This king who we look to, who we seek, who we put first,is worthy.
因为这里面我们要分享的就是这位我们要寻求的这个王，他是配得的，他是那个唯一的。
Because if you don't see that this king is worthy to be put first, then this is just a religious exercise.
如果我们不能进入这个实际，就是我们的这位王他是配得的，他是配得得着那首先的话，那我们就不可能来进入。
Why is Jesus a worthy king?
为什么耶稣他是那配得的君王？
Why is he so worthy that you would joyfully submit to him and deny yourself?
为什么我们可以喜乐地把自己降服在他里面，让他成为那首先的，而且来舍己呢？
You remember in the Gospels how as Jesus is approaching the cross, how they mocked him and said that he was king of the Jews.
大家还记得吗？当主耶稣上十字架之前，那些人在那里来嘲笑他，在嘲笑里面说他是犹太人的王。
And then he showed his kingship by raising again the third day.
而他确实是在第三天之后，三天之后复活，向大家来显现，证明他就是那君王。
And sometimes this just goes by us as.Such a simple Sunday school thing that he resurrected from the dead.
有的时候这就像是主日学我们学过的很简单的，就是这么一个事实，就是这么一个事情，主耶稣他死了复活了。
The greatest scientists in the world have never, and I feel confident will never, create life out of death.
但是我相信在这个世界上没有一个科学或者一个科学家能够从死里面创造生命。
Only he overcame death and sin and became, as he called himself, the resurrection and the life.
只有他能够胜过这个罪，也胜过死亡，就像他自己所说的，我生命在我，复活也在我。
So that should make him worthy.
所以这件事已经让他是配得的了。
Why else is he worthy?
那还有什么是让他更配得的呢？
We certainly don't have enough time to go through all aspects of his worthiness.
我们真的没有时间去看方方面面他如何是如此的配得。
But I think of when the angel came to Mary and she said, he said, this kingdom will have no end.
那还记得吗？当天使来向那些妇女显现的时候说，他的国度是没有穷尽的。
His throne is forever.
他的宝座是永永远远的。
He doesn't have term limits.
在他里面是没有限制，不受限制，没有那个终止。
In Hebrews it talks about how his kingdom is unshakable.
而且在希伯来书讲到，他这个国度也是不能被震动的。
We open today with thinking about all the things that are shaking us in this world.
今天我们早上起来就可以想到很多事情在这个世界上是被震动的。
As king and in his kingdom, it's unshakable.
作为王，作为他国度的那个王，他的这个国度是不能被震动的。
And doesn't that put us in a place of rest that this kingdom is on his shoulders, not ours?
所以这件事情应该让我们得安息，因为政权是担在他的肩上。
So maybe you're hearing the word today and you say, yes, I will seek the kingdom of God first.
也许今天你听到其中的一句话说，是的，现在我要来先求神的国。
I don't want to burst your bubble, but I will.
就是我要，但是呢，我不想来打破这个泡沫。
You can't do it.
但实际上呢，你是做不到的。
In your own strength.
在你自己的能力力量里面是做不到的。
How does this Sermon on the Mount begin in Matthew 5?
在马太福音第五章，这个登山宝训是怎么开始的呢？
He starts by saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit."
他在那里一开始就讲，虚心的人有福了。
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are the poor in spirit. What does that mean?
那虚心的人有福了，这句话是什么意思呢？
Blessed are those that realize that they're in utter need of Him.
因为那些蒙福的人就是知道我们的需要要从他那里来。
There's a children's book that I remember reading as a kid.
我记得有一个儿童的一个书是我小时候读过的。
Maybe you've read this book. It's called The Little Engine That Could.
你也许读过这个书，就是那个小小的可以成就的引擎。
I'll just give you a very brief summary of the book.
我就跟你很快的来简略的讲一下。
There's a train, a toy train that's trying to get to another town and it breaks down.
就是有一个列车，它呢就想到一个城镇里面，但中间呢却坏掉了。
And ultimately, this other very weak little train comes up and builds up the energy and the confidence to push this train over the hill and bring the toys into the town.
哦，这个是一个玩具的火车。然后这个时候呢，就又有另外一个车，似乎是很软弱的 weak。
Weak, yes.
很软弱，但是呢，这个车却把它推过那个山坡，把它推到该去的地方。
And the refrain of this train as it's trying so hard is, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can.
然后这个车呢，就一直在想，就说，在心里面对自己讲，我可以的，我可以的，我能够。
We need to realize that we can't, and only He can.
但我们需要意识到的就是，我们不能，但是他可以。
In the same passage in Matthew 5, Jesus says, unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven.
在马太福音里面讲到，你们的义如果不胜过文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
The best of us, as much as we try, we can't live out this reality of seeking first His kingdom.
就算我们用里面最好的，用我们最大的能力来寻求他的国的话，也不能进到他的国里。
Sometimes it takes for us to try and fail to realize that.
很多时候我们真的是要自己来尝试，最后才意识到这件事。
Let me just give you another picture of what this looks like from Isaiah 40.
那我把这个以赛亚书第40章里面所讲到的跟大家来讲，让我们来了解。
In Isaiah 40 from verse 28 it says, Have you not known? Have you not heard the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
在以赛亚书四十章从第二十八节到末了，你岂不曾知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？永在的神耶和华，创造地极的主，并不疲乏，也不困倦。他的智慧无法测度，疲乏的他赐能力，软弱的他加力量，就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒，但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
No matter how much vigor and strength and our confidence saying that I will do this, I will seek you first, we have to seeThat even youths grow tired and weary.
所以不管你多么的坚定，多么的强的意愿，是说我要寻求先求你的国，但是呢，就算是少年人也要疲乏困倦。
And corporately, we have to remember that blessing in the Church of Philadelphia in Revelation 3.
那我们要记得就是腓拉铁非教会所得的这个祝福。
Where it says that they had little strength.
在那里面提到他们是讲到你们略有一点力量。
And it was because of their little strength that they saw that they had to rely on none other than the Lord himself.
就是因为他们的力量不足，所以他们只能来依靠他们的神。来成就一切。
This is why it says, Jesus says that we must receive the kingdom as a little child.
所以这就是主耶稣说为什么你们要进天国的话一定要像回转像小孩子的样式。
To see our total need for his life, to be living out this life that he's called us to.
就是让他的生命在我们里面活出那个被呼召所要成就的事情。
So this is where, the Lord is calling us this morning to return to the simplicity of seeking first his kingdom.
所以这也是主今天早上来向我们的呼召，让我们简简单单的回到先求他的国里面。
And we ought to be praying for his kingdom to come and for his will to be done.
我们应该祈求的是他的国降临，他的旨意行在这个地上，如同行在天上。
Praying for his kingship to be realized in our individual family and assembly lives.
我们的祈求应该是他的王权在我们个人、在家庭、在聚会的生活里面可以得到体现。
Let's just turn this word to the Lord in prayer.
让我们再把这些话交在主里面来祷告。
Lord, we just submit to you this morning and say, Lord, have your way.
主啊，我们再把今天早上的时间交在你的手中，愿意你得着你要得着的道路。
It's so easy for us to know all the answers and do all the right things.
主啊，也许我们找到疑问的回答，找到一条可以走的路是容易的。
We just realize this morning how much we need you to live this life that you've called us to.
但今天早上我们却意识到我们何等需要你的生命在我们里面活出你自己的呼召。
We pray that you would do that searching work in each one of our hearts to see what needs to be dealt with.
愿意你在我们里面做那鉴察的工作，让我们知道有什么是需要被对付的。
So that we can live in the good of what it means to be seeking first your kingdom.
让我们可以真实的活在这样一个实际里面，是怎么样的来先求你的国。
We thank you that you're that king that is enthroned forevermore.
主啊，感谢你，因为你就是那君王，而且到永远。
So we just say, Lord, have your way.
所以我们要说的是，主啊，愿你得着你自己的道路。
In your name we pray.
奉你的名祷告。阿门。